Daily fantasy sports games were halted in New York after Attorney General Eric Schneiderman declared them illegal last fall. In March, the AG settled with the major companies, FanDuel and DraftKings, saying the sites will continue to be banned until September unless the legislature acts to regulate the online gambling before the end of the legislative session later this month. Now, the Senate and the Assembly are crafting bills to allow the sites to operate in New York once again. Stephen Schaefer, with the Coalition Against Gambling in New York, says the games are exploitative and in some cases rigged against the players.
Relatively inexperienced people are drawn in, usually by advertising, to compete against highly experienced people using what are called scripts or their computerized algorithms to help them choose a team. So DFS is a hustle.
The companies have denied that their games are unfair. The measures also regulate online poker as well, and Schaefer says the bills would greatly expand all types of online gambling.
DFS, as we know it, is only a small part of that. The rest is esports, video games, plus other forms of sports betting will inevitably creep up.
Under provisions of the bills, the state would take in 15% of revenues gained from the fantasy sports gambling, and companies would have to pay licensing fees, in some cases up to $100,000, under the Assembly version of the bill. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says the measure is advancing through his House. He says online gambling is occurring regardless of any prohibitions, and it's best for the state to acknowledge that and to try to take control.
Something that people do like to do. I am a person. I'm not a huge fan of gambling personally, because I do think it can lead to other, ills in society. But it's something that people look more as entertainment, even though it is considered, some form of gambling. So I think it's important for us to regulate it.
Speaker Hastie says there are differences between the Assembly and the Senate bills, and he hopes they can be worked out by the end of the session, now scheduled for June 16th.
It's not the same as, but we'll see what happens in negotiations with the Senate to see if we can get something to regulate daily fantasy sports.
Schaefer, with the Coalition Against Gambling, says that he worries the final resolution will come as part of the traditional end-of-session package of bills, sometimes known as the Big Ugly, and often approved in the middle of the night on the last day of the session.
What I fear is that they'll jam it into some omnibus bill at the end and push it through so that you have to vote for it to get some other bill that you want.
Meaning that online gambling could become legal without any public discussion. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.